This news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body shop and paint in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision located on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And also by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industry Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City. Your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and glasses. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Authorities are looking into the death of a 49-year-old man who sustained critical head injuries during an accident earlier this week. Emergency crews were called to the home in the 1900 block of Morrison Street around 3:20 a.m. Tuesday when they found Armando Garcia in need of medical attention. He was transported to a nearby hospital where he later died of his injuries. Police have not yet disclosed how Garcia was hurt. Michigan State Police Mobile Crime Lab assisted Saginaw detectives in examining the residence and collecting evidence. Investigators say they have identified a person of interest, though no arrests have been made. Detective Sergeant Oscar Lopez said the major case unit continues to pursue leads as the investigation remains active. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police at 989-759-1245 or reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously at 1-800-422-JAIL. Michigan's elk herd has grown past its ideal population and state's officials are working to bring it back to size. Population estimates for 2024 put the herd at about 1,150 animals. Meanwhile, the ideal number is 500 to 900 animals, said Brent Rudolph, the deer and elk and moose management specialist for the DNR. We're actively trying to reduce the elk population, he said. The herd is centered in the Pigeon River Country State Forest, primarily in Sheboygan. As the population grows, animals spread into outlying areas, Rudolph said. This increases the likelihood of disease and conflicts with people, including farms and traffic. Hunting is the primary method for the population management, he said. The agency is targeting cow elk to have the biggest long-term impact on the population. The DNR awarded 260 elk licenses in 2025 season, 180 of which were antlerless elk. Hunters harvested 153 elk, including 87 antlerless elk. We'll be right back with this word from our sponsor.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
At 2:01 a.m. yesterday, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a scene of a fatal incident at the end of Elkton Road at the intersection of Etzler Road in Lake Township. Two motorists had minutes earlier come across a heavily damaged pickup the head impacted with a tree in the off-road brush of the T intersection. When they got out to check to see if there was any occupants in the wreckage, they discovered a lone occupant was unresponsive in it with a gunshot wound to the head. The victim, 43-year-old Daniel Bouverette of Bad Axe, was pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's office investigator then responded, along with the accident investigator from the Huron County Sheriff's Department. Preliminary investigation is suggesting that the victim likely took his life with a handgun while northbound on Elkton Road, but did it just prior to going off to the end of the intersection into the trees. It is further believed that the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when the crash occurred. The victim's 2021 Chevy pickup and other personal items have been seized for the ongoing investigation. Anyone who believes they may have further information about this incident is asked to call the Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 or call Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. And we'll be right back after this word.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the thumb for your auto body collision and paint work, Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services is urging residents to open a bank or credit union account ahead of tax season, as the federal government has ended the issuance of paper checks and now delivers tax refunds electronically. To help residents without existing accounts, it is promoting the Michigan Open Account Coalition, which contacts consumers to low or no-cost checking accounts offered by nearly 40 financial institutions across 67 Michigan counties. These accounts allow users to receive direct deposits, including federal tax refunds, and access online banking services where physical branches may not be available. Accounts meet national certification standards that limit fees, restrict overdrafts, and cap ATM and maintenance costs, and keeps minimum opening deposits low. Since it was launched in 2022, the coalition has focused on expanding access to safe, affordable banking options primarily for underserved communities. Also reminds consumers to assist in available unresolved issues with financial institutions through its consumer hotline and online complaint system. For more information about opening an account or participating, residents can visit michigan.gov/DIFSO open account. And finally, in tonight's news, the International Space Station prepares for final deorbit maneuver planning. NASA SpaceX has finalized initial timeline for the U.S. deorbit vehicle, which will guide the International Space Station to a controlled atmospheric reentry at the end of its life. A custom-built spacecraft powered by 46 Durkan engines will dock with the ISS approximately 18 months before the final burn to begin the series of checkouts. Today's planning confirms that the final crew will remain on board until the station drifts down to an altitude of 205 miles. The uncrewed station will then be pushed into the precious fingerprint in the remote ocean to ensure any surviving debris, some chunks potentially the size of small cars, crash harmlessly far away from populated areas. And that's all the news we have for this hour, but you can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Billion Road, just north of Bad Axe. It was also brought to you by Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department, as well as Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and glasses. I have one obituary to share with you for today. Roger Michael Green, 93, of Ubley, passed away on Wednesday, January 28, 2026, at Meadow Lanes Assisted Living in Bad Axe, Michigan. He was born on March 20, 1932, in Detroit. He married Sandy Ross, on April 11, 1964, in Royal Oaks, Michigan. He has a son named Brian. Roger honorably served in the United States Marine Corps from 1951 to 1954. Services are going to be held Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home, Mack Chapel, in Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, February 3rd, at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. at the Mack Chapel. Burial will be at the Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date. And that's all the obituaries we have. If you'd like to see them anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.